Welcome back to Real Gospel with the X-Man.
We number one, baby.
Welcome to the second hour of Real Gospel. My name is The X-Man and I'm your radio minister of music. The legendary Ladies of Virtue are back. This is their brand new release. It's called Walk It Out. Turn your radios up. I'm letting you know right now because this is Real Gospel.
Walk it out with me, oh.
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm so honored to have one of the members of the group Virtue with us on Real Gospel. Now, just like you, I am about to become educated in terms of who this group is and their accolades. I do know that they have won a Dove Award, that they are Grammy and Stellar Award nominees. They've been together for over 20 years, and they have hits like Get Ready, Put Your War Clothes On, Till You Believe, Lord, I Lift My Hands, Let the Redeemed, and The Greatest Part of Me. I'm honored to have Heather Martin of the group Virtue with us on Real Gospel. Thank you, Heather, for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, I know I said a mouthful, and I need to be educated on your group. I'm familiar with your work, but you're one of those groups that sort of people know you, but they don't know you, you know?
Okay.
So walk me through your history, how Virtue got started, and sort of bring us full circle.
Okay, absolutely. I am not an original member of Virtue. I've always been a big fan. I'm a sister of two of the original members, Ebony and Karima. And Virtue originated at Oakwood College down in Huntsville, Alabama, our alma mater.
All right.
The place where that's birthed other people such as Take Six, Brian McKnight, and a host of other people, Shalaya Frazier, some people who have done really great things in the music industry and committed the recent a cappella group that's been on TV. And so that's where we went to school. And Ebony and Karima, my sisters, were asked to put together a group for a Friday night program that happens on a campus called AYS. And they just came together with themselves and two other ladies, and they started singing and they would rehearse. And little did they know, in one of their rehearsals, someone invited Tyra Giggs McGee, who was at the time heading up the gospel side at Verity Records. And she heard them and she loved them and she signed them. And that's been since, I believe, back in the 90s. I don't even want to put the actual date on it because then I'll mess it up. But and so then it was Karima, Ebony, Miguel, and Siobhan, two other ladies, and they sang with my two sisters. And then at some point, they both stopped singing and I joined. And it's been just the three of us who are blood sisters. We're from New Orleans, Louisiana, and God has just taken our ministry to heights that we never thought attainable for us. And so we're happy. We've been in it for a long time, and we've been singing forever since we were really little. But we have shared the stage with a lot of other gospel greats, and just the Lord has allowed our ministry to grow. And we took a long break for a while, and it's been like almost 9 years since we've had another record, and so we switched labels. Now we're on an independent label headed up by a friend of ours, by the name of Delance Crockett, Gary Crockett, and we're with an independent label. The name of the label is Mixed Bag Records, and so we are excited about this new project that God has given us. It's called Fearless, and it'll be out January 22nd.
Amen. Amen. Quick question before we get into the project. What is AYAS? What was that?
AYS.
Oh, AYS, yes.
Yes, it's called Adventist Youth Society. We are Seventh-day Adventists. It's our religion. And so on a Friday night, we do something called AYS at Oakwood College, and it's called Adventist Youth Society. And that's all it is. It's just a program, you know, just like a regular program for young people to come together and sing and pray and worship and have fun.
Amen. Okay. Seventh-day Adventist. That's where Mark Kibble of Take Six, and I think all the members of Take Six, Seventh-day Adventist, I'm not really sure, but I know
Absolutely.
He's a member. Okay. Okay. And also there's a pastor here from a Seventh-day Adventist church. I can't think of his name offhand right now, but they've got a song out called Declare Your Name here in the city of Nashville where I am. And so... Pastor Fordham, I think, is his name.
Yes, Pucky. That was my pastor too. I moved to Birmingham about 3 years ago, and before I moved to Birmingham, I lived in Nashville, where Karima lives in Nashville, and she just actually did a guest solo last night on that album. So,
oh,
on that same record, not that record, but the
another song. Yes, yes, yes.
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 Yep.
Small world. So shouts out to Pastor Fordham, and I can't think of the name of it. I'm sorry, guys. I would
Riverside Chapel.
There it is. Riverside Seventh-day Adventist Church. See, thanks for the save.
Yes.
Thanks for the save. All right. So I guess the other question, I just wanted to, because like I said, I'm learning a lot about you all as well. I'm familiar with you, but I'm not familiar with you. And so, but from this point forward, you know that we're family now. So yes, indeed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's it like working with sisters in the business?
It is amazing. You know, working with your sisters is just a blessing because, I mean, you fight. You go through hard times with your family, so you always come back to the grounding and to the, you know, what keeps you together. The glue is just, my mother is a huge part of our ministry and a huge motivation for us, you know, of course, besides Jesus Christ himself, but my mom keeps us, you know, focused on what it is that we're doing and our mission, which God has given us to go out and proclaim him to the world. So it's a wonderful job working with my sisters. I couldn't imagine doing it with anybody else. It's like, you know, I look forward to going on the road now to see my sisters since we all don't live in the same place anymore.
Yeah, I bet. And I bet it's electric as well, especially if you haven't been together in a while and then you show up for practice and things. So it's electric. So
it absolutely is.
So y'all are from Louisiana. So do you know Chanel Haynes of Destiny? Not Destiny. I meant,
Trinity. Yes,
Trinity
5-7.
What's wrong with me?
Very well. Yes. We grew up in the same circles down in New Orleans. So we know Angel and Chanel. When I was little, Chanel would come to our church and sing. Believe it or not, she was singing like operatic stuff back then. Very talented, sweet soul. So we love Chanel and Angel.
Wow. Small world. Did you all ever think that, you know, that I know you look now and you see their success as solo artists and as members of Trinity 5-7 and then you all as Virtue. And I'm pretty sure that with an independent label, I'm not trying to start anything, but I'm pretty sure that there's some music in you and some music in y'all. I'm not going to say it, but you know what I mean. But, you know, but did you ever think that God would bring you full circle like what y'all looking at now? Like, have y'all toured together yet as a group?
Yeah, absolutely. We've toured a couple of times on some tours with like Shirley Caesar, Mary Mary, Yolanda Adams. It's been a long time. We've not done a ton of tours per se like that, but we do a lot of traveling and spot dates. So yeah, we prefer those anyways. The tours can be long now for us with families. I have four kids and Ebony and Prima each have one. So we took a break to kind of be able to focus on our family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now we're getting kind of old, but we feel
you are maturing, as they say.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, there it is. There
exactly.
It is.
Exactly. We are maturing.
And y'all stay busy because I leave you messages on Facebook, on your Facebook pages, and I don't think y'all have responded yet. Y'all busy taking photos all over the place. Yeah, I'm gonna call you out like that. Yeah.
Keep calling us out. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so
yes,
I'm loving.
Stay busy.
Yes, y'all are. Now I love You Are, and I love the song Walk It Out. So this CD project is I like it. I really do. I like the energy, especially in Walk It Out, and it just sort of it takes you. It just makes you talk. I know the message in the song, but tell us about it.
The song Walk It Out is just about having faith. Some people think that having faith is just simply, you know, hoping that things will happen the way you want them to. But faith is the Bible says it's the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So you may not be able to see your blessing happening right away. But walking it out by faith means not just praying and asking God for it, but to do your part. So you have to, if you want to start a business, you can't just sit on the sofa and say, Lord, give me a business. You got to put that work in. Do whatever it takes. Do the research. Go out and do whatever you can to help yourself. And that's in any situation. So I think walking it out by faith means us putting our, we can't help Jesus, but it does. God wants to see that we have effort and that we believe in what we're doing. And that when we do that, I believe that he honors it because he loves to see us pursue our dreams. And so that's what walk it out means. And it's just a catchy tune and it's fun. But if you have faith, you got to walk it out. Believe it, hope for it, and do something about it at the same time.
Amen. So the CD Projekt Fearless, what are we expecting in this project? Are you all have y'all been given the green light to write a little bit? What's the deal with the project Fearless?
Yeah, we've always been given the green light to write, and we have written a couple of the songs that are on Fearless this time, but we usually find that we like to use other writers and people who have become our favorites and people who, you know, as we hone our skills as writers. And so this time around, we kind of went to a new guy here in Birmingham. His name is Alvin Garrett, and he's exploding onto the scene, working on, he's worked on Alexis Fight's record. He's got a big song right now out himself with Ruben Sutter. Really talented guy, and he's produced and written a couple of our records as well as Walk It Out. Just talented, anointed, and so this CD, I'm telling you, you guys better get ready, because it's some old stuff. It's an old Virtue sound with new current beats and vibes, and it's amazing, and it's a blessing to be able to have God use us again, and then just to sing and bless yourself. I mean, listening to the songs, I mean, I just cannot wait for everyone to hear what we've done. I mean, I think everybody's really going to love it.
It's so well put together. I would never, you know, for you all to have taken 9 years off and now you're back, it's sort of surreal. It's like somebody had the beast caged. I don't mean to use the word, but you know what I mean. But it's like you've been caged, like the caged bird. That's a better analogy. There it is. And so now you're free. And so now you've just exploded as far as the Lord's power and the ability to sing stories and tell stories. I mean, I actually feel, I don't know about the people, but I'm telling you what I feel, that I sort of feel your passion. And I guess the 9 years off sort of just gave you an opportunity to recharge. And that's just what it feels like.
Yeah, and you know, what time does to you is it gives you experience. When you can sing about things that are real, that you've been through them, because, I mean, it's one thing for me. When I was little, I did not understand why my mama would jump and scream and holler in church and cry. But you just keep on living and keep on experiencing things, then you understand her experience.
Thank you.
Has become real to me. And for us, you know, that's what, in the time that we were gone, we lost three people very close to us in three summers straight. We lost our oldest sister. Then we lost my father, our father. And then we lost my grandmother last summer.
And, I'm sorry to hear that.
And so, you know, life just has a way of teaching you and giving you experiences and things to be, reasons to be passionate about and reasons to love God more and depend on Him more. And I think with the maturity, you'll hear that passion in our voices. You know, it's always been there, but now more than ever before, having children, oh, hallelujah. They will make you call on the name of Jesus. You have never called on Him before. And so,
amen.
Yeah, just a lot of experiences there. And I thank God for Him, and I thank God for keeping us and for, you know, giving us this testimony and this platform to be able to share with the world, you know, that He is real and He's able to save us, and He can take any of your dreams and make them happen. Because we didn't think, we knew that God was not done with our ministry. We knew that we would come back. We just didn't know how it would happen. And, you know, if you trust Him and if you walk it out by faith, you know, don't just sit down and do nothing about it. Because in the time we were gone, we were still working on coming back. We did a whole bunch of, like, little, you know, small projects with people. Any opportunity there was for us to sing, we still took it. And God has honored us for that now. And I believe that it's our season. It's our time.
Yes,
and I believe that He is going to use the messages and our ministry to save so many people. And I'm just excited that He chose us.
Amen. I'm excited, and I'm glad that He chose you all as well. Miss Heather Martin of the group Virtue, tell everybody how they can find out more information about you, the CD Projekt, and how they can reach you.
Yes, you can reach us. We're on Facebook, Virtue Girls. We're on. We're also on Instagram at Virtue Girls, and we have a website, Virtue Girls 3, the number 3, www.virtuegirls3.com. And if you follow us on Facebook or Instagram or any of those places, you can find out everything we're doing because we post all the time and we want to stay connected with our fans. And we just want you guys to hear this new music and support it. And we thank you so much for loving us all the way back to a new
record. Amen. Amen.
So, stay with us and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram.
All right. You have my support here. For now and forevermore. Heather Martin of the group Virtue, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you.
This is the X-Man, and your Real Flashback Song of the Hour is up next.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.